Mr. President, thank you for giving me the floor. I make this statement on behalf of the Article 4 analysis. Just one second. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, thank you for giving me the floor. I make this statement on behalf of the Article 4 Analysis Group on the extension request by ERA. First, allow me to introduce the current Article 4 Analysis Group members, which comprises the coordinators for clearance and risk education, Guyana and Norway, and the coordinators for international cooperation and assistance, Germany and Lebanon. Also, I want to publicly express gratitude for the invaluable support of the ISU as well as that of the GICHD, the ICRC, the CMC, Mine Action Review, and the Norwegian People's Aid during this process. Mr. President, following the submission of its initial and revised drafts extension request for assessment and consideration by the analysis group, on 16 November 2022, Iraq submitted an official request for a five-year extension of its Article 4 deadline up to 1 November 2028 to the President of the 11th meeting of the state's parties for it to be considered at this meeting. Iraq's extension request indicates that it is one of the world's most heavily clustered munition-contaminated countries following the first Gulf War in 1991 and the second Gulf War in 2003. The request points out that Iraq also has significant contamination from other types of explosive ordnance, with cluster munition remnants accounting for less than 10% of overall contamination. It further specifies that its current capacity includes 15 clearance teams, of which 3 are nationally funded and 12 internationally funded. With a total daily productivity of 5,000 square meters per team, the daily productivity of 15 teams is 75,000 square meters. Therefore, in the case of the absence of additional support and the continuity of current annual capacities working at current land release productivity levels, with an average of 230 working days per year, Iraq anticipates completing the clearance of the estimated remaining contamination of 260.4 square kilometers in just over 15 years. Iraq submitted 2 detailed work plans to illustrate the 2 different scenarios: a 5-year plan where resource mobilization goals are achieved, and a 16-year plan based on current operational capacities, land release productivity levels, and funding rates, provided that certain assumptions are fulfilled. In order for Iraq to achieve its clearance compliance within the 5-year extension period, an additional 19 clearance teams would be required, taking into account the time required to train and equip these new teams. Mr. President, the analysis group notes with appreciation that Iraq submitted its extension request more than 9 months prior to the 11th meeting of states parties, in line with Article 4.6 of the Convention. The group commends Iraq for its timely and detailed responses to the questions posed by the group after the submission of its request. Furthermore, the group welcomes Iraq's commitment to submit a high-quality extension request that meets all the criteria outlined in the methodology for a request of deadline extensions under Articles 3 and 4 of the Convention on Cluster Munition that was adopted at the 9MSP. The group notes with appreciation that Iraq has provided information to demonstrate that methodologies utilized are in compliance with international standards, including the latest international mine action standards, and acknowledges that Iraq demonstrates its commitment to continue to support cluster munition victims in accordance with Article 5 of the Convention. Given the foregoing, the group recommends that the meeting grants Iraq its request for an extension of 5 years until 1 November 2028. Accordingly, the group notes that the convention would benefit from Iraq's reporting on the following. progress made by Iraq on the implementation of the work plan provided in its extension request, updated information on the contaminated areas still to be addressed, and any other relevant information. Finally, the analysis group notes the importance of Iraq keeping states parties regularly apprised of any other pertinent developments regarding the implementation of Article 4 during the period covered by the request. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of